I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Tax day is Thursday, and the U.S. government needs the money. The federal debt has ballooned in recent years. Naturally, the debate in Washington is about where to cut spending and how to raise revenue. One idea favored by President Obama is to tax American companies on their foreign profits. But the jury is still out on whether that's a good idea, as The World's Jason Margolis found out in Michigan.
Let's say a fictional American company is making widgets in Vietnam or Belgium or wherever. This company then pays taxes on its profits to the local government. The company only pays taxes to Uncle Sam when profits are brought back to the United States. President Obama wants to end that practice. American multinationals don't like it one bit. Or rather, they probably don't like it. I called several big multinationals, companies like Caterpillar and Kellogg's. They declined to talk about the topic. Not surprising, says economist Lee Brandstetter at Carnegie Mellon University.
You can sort of understand where they're coming from, right? I mean, in the sense that there is some controversy here. And, they have to look out for their public image.
It's hard for multinationals to argue against paying taxes when the president frames the debate like this.
It's a tax code full of corporate loopholes that makes it perfectly legal for companies to avoid paying their fair share. It's a tax code that makes it all too easy for a small number of individuals and companies to abuse overseas tax havens to avoid paying any taxes at all. And it's a tax code that says you should pay lower taxes if you create a job in Bangalore, India, than if you create one in Buffalo, New York.
Tough talk. But are multinationals shirking their fair share, or is that just a good soundbite?
Do they pay their fair share?
Economist James Hines is a tax expert at the University of Michigan.
There's no suggestion that they don't comply, you know, with the laws. Multinational corporations, many of them are audited every year. And so, you know, in the category of do they pay their fair share, look, that kind of gets to the question of what should the corporate tax rate be?
The federal corporate tax rate for domestic profits currently stands at 35%. Just across the quad at the University of Michigan Law School, tax expert Reuven Aviona sees the fair share question differently.
I think that the comparison has to be with an individual or with a small business that are paying the full 35%. And compared to that, I think clearly, in my opinion, the multinationals don't pay their fair share, because at least on their overseas profit, they're paying much, much less than that.
American corporations pay about 2% on foreign profits, according to President Obama. But one big question is, if the U.S. raises the tax on foreign profits, will American corporations simply move their headquarters to another country? Lee Brandstetter at Carnegie Mellon says that's not likely to happen anytime soon. But in the long run, you never know.
And if a multinational company is looking at, you know, over some period of years, a difference in international tax liability on the order of billions of dollars or even tens of billions of dollars, then you might argue that they have a fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders to at least consider the option of relocation if it's going to mean saving that much money.
But tax expert Reuven Aviona doesn't buy that argument.
I just don't think that the executives would want to live in Bermuda. The level of services in Bermuda is commensurate with the level of taxation. So you don't get good schools, you don't get good roads, you don't get good of any of these things. And so people, the executives would want to stay in the United States, and that's where they get taxed.
President Obama's economic team shares this perspective. The president argues that if American multinationals are forced to pay higher taxes on foreign operations, it will push American companies to invest more in operations in the United States. He's also offering tax incentives to do that. But some economists, like James Hines, say it won't necessarily work out that way.
Even if all you care about is the domestic business operations of these companies, you should not want to excessively discourage their foreign business activities, because that's how they generate a lot of their profits. It makes their domestic U.S. activities more profitable and more desirable.
That creates more jobs here in the U.S., argues Hines. He's no anti-tax crusader, though. Hines says that as the federal debt grows, the president and Congress are going to have to raise taxes somewhere, or they can simply cut spending. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Ann Arbor, Michigan.